This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Monday, January 21st, will officially honor slain civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But in St. Lucie County, there are way too many activities scheduled to pack into just one day. Dr. Danny Huey is chairperson of the Martin Luther King Commemorative Committee for St. Lucie County, and he joins us now to talk about that event.
This year's theme is a legacy of justice, peace, and equality. And as a committee, we voted on it, and we thought about where we are right now in the world, and what would King really want us to work on it during this period that we're in right now?
One of the things that seems to be included every year is the Week of Kindness. We're in that week right now. Can you tell us a little bit about how people can participate?
Well, the Week of Kindness was created just to, first, it was a day to just be kind and acknowledge the good things that folks do. And as the committee grew, they decided to do it over a week, and it's hosted by the local chapter of the Charmettes. And so they're asking everyone to go out and do something kind and take pictures and send it to us, and so we can upload it on our Facebook page to show the kindness that people are doing in honor of Dr. King and his legacy.
Now, there have always been lots of activities for our youth and the students, many of them centered around scholarship activities. But this year, you let the adults get in on the fun with an adult version of a spelling bee.
The Lincoln Park Professionals is a new group that started this year. Young professionals in the Lincoln Park area, they wanted to host an adult spelling bee, so we agreed to it. Everything is really catered for the students so that they can understand who Dr. King is, but I think this is a good time for grown-ups to be reminded and to have fun as well.
Within all of the activities, all of these many activities you have going on, they stress the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King. Do you think those lessons are still as strong today as they were in the past?
I wish it was stronger. I think that the events that we have lined up helps reinforce that. And that's why I think it's really important for the youth to be involved so they can really understand and have conversations about his message and what and how it affects them. Because I think a lot of times students don't think that it affects them, but it really does. So it affects us all. So I think right now we're trying to strengthen that theme and the idea of it. But I think it's not as strong as it should be.
Now, of course, your cornerstone event is on January 21st, the official Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and it's the parade and the festival that follows it.
Yes, so the grand parade is, we're actually still getting applications. It's going to be large. The school systems all participate, so we have the bands, we have the schools, we have floats, we have a lot of community members, we have some great businesses that are participating this year. And we're going to march to the festival, and we have vendors, and we have prizes. So people come out and enjoy it, and they also, they're competitive, too. So they want to get those trophies, so it's going to be a good time.
And so don't go home after the parade, because the fun's not done yet.
No, we have a festival in the park where we're going to have entertainment, we're going to have vendors, and we also have a health fair. So we're going to have a health fair, we're going to have screenings for people in the community. And so we're going until, 5 o'clock all day celebrating Dr. King.
And what is your goal for this celebration?
I want more people to come out. I want more people to come out because we do have a lot of events. So we have it. So it's a lot, right? But I want more people to come out. I want more people from the community to come out. I want the parade to get larger. I'm in my first year, my 2-year term. So next year, I really want to see growth and I also want to see more young folks.
We've been speaking with Dr. Danny Huey, who is the chairperson of the Dr. Martin Luther King Commemorative Committee. You can get involved in the celebration this evening with the Candlelight Unity March kicking off at the Lincoln Theater on Avenue D in Fort Pierce at 6 o'clock.